All right. And joining us now, someone with a very interesting story. Renee King Sonnen is executive director and founder of Rowdy Girl Sanctuary. I like rowdy girls. Renee, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
let's talk about your story here. You have a hyphenated name because you married this guy. Sonnen is how you pronounce it, right?
Yeah, I married him twice, actually.
Twice? Right. You married
first time wasn't enough.
And then this guy was a rancher, so you moved to the ranch, and you have a transformation that takes place. Tell us about your story. This is interesting.
Yeah, I moved to the ranch from Houston, bona fide, dyed-in-the-wool, Texas city girl, and had a collection of leather boots, went to the rodeo, ate barbecue, did all that stuff Texans do. Moved to the ranch, and at first I didn't really pay too much attention to the cows, except they were just there, just like they always are on the Texas landscape. And then I started having feelings for these cows, and it was quite disturbing at first, you know, because you're not supposed to have feelings for the food you eat.
Right.
And so my husband wanted me to get more and more involved in the ranching business with him, and I really didn't care too much about it. I just wanted to do my yoga and do the things I do, and he could have that ranching business himself. So he tried to get me more involved, wanted me to buy a couple of calves that needed a mama, and one of them happened to be Rowdy Girl. And little Rowdy Girl became my little bouncing bundle of joy when she wanted to be fed twice a day. And it was her that gave me entrance into a whole nother world that I never really thought about. I think on some level I knew it existed, but never, you know, we're not supposed to think about those things. But I started thinking about them. So that's how it started.
Well, usually, pardon me, the word rancher and vegan don't usually go hand in hand.
That's true, yeah.
No.
How was that met in the ranching community? You decided now to do the sanctuary where you actually where we save animals from having to go to slaughter. How was that? What's the reaction been like?
Well, it took me a little while to finally change completely. It took 6 years, actually, of me witnessing time and time again my husband taking the baby calves to the sale barn to be sold, into the industry.
Right.
And I didn't, I'm a loyal rancher's wife. You know, like you said, ranchers and vegans don't go together. And so even though I was having feelings for these animals, I still ate animals. And I wasn't, I had no connection really to any of that until it took about 6 years. And I finally drew the line in the sand, so to speak, and I bought my husband's cows. We had a showdown out in the pasture, and I told him, I said, look, if you take that trailer up the road one more time, I'm going to follow it. I'll go to the sale barn if I have to. I'll buy every one of them back on your credit card. And if that doesn't work, you can pick me up in jail because you're not going to do it anymore.
Well, you are a rowdy girl. Yeah.
Now I understand why you married him twice. You're making a lot more sense now, Renee.
But the ranching community, well, you know, it's interesting. Texans pride themselves on kind of a live and let live type of mentality. I haven't really had any pushback, so to speak, from local ranchers. They've helped us when we've needed help. We've helped them when they've needed help. They've been curious about what we do. We've had local FFA kids and 4-H kids find out about us, and, you know, instead of taking their animals all the way to the end, which is always slaughter. We've rescued several of those animals, and they're living out their lives happily at Rowdy Girl Sanctuary. So,
Renee, tell us about the recent hurricanes that hit. You said you're originally from Houston, and that was devastating there. What about animals? How were they affected, and how many of them were rescued? Well, that must have been a challenge.
Oh, my God, how many were rescued? Who knows? They're still trying to put, you know, numbers on all of that, and how many were drowned and, you know, misplaced. I mean, there was animals, you know, floating dead cows everywhere, and who knows how many domestics were just displaced. But, you know, it was tragic, and we were able to get all 96 of our farm animals to safety, which was a Herculean effort, to say the least, during those final hours when we realized that Harvey was going to become a Cat 4. you know, I've been through a few hurricanes, and you know, when you know that category is coming, you get the heck out of there.
Yeah.
And so we couldn't even think of ourselves. We had to think of those animals. But you know, lots of animals drowned. You know, it's terrible what happened. And we were able to save a little baby. We named her Harvey Rainbow. She drifted up into a subdivision behind us, a little 6-week-old calf. And none of the local ranchers, you know, claimed her. So we got the opportunity to rescue her, and she had river rot all over her legs. I don't know how she survived it. But, you know, thank you for asking about the hurricane. So many people, so many lives were lost. And we're still recovering. Me and my husband are still in two separate locations. We're still trying to recover the damages and get our animals back home. Thank you.
All right. Well, here's your website. Let me make sure I have this right. Rowdy Girls Sanctuary. It's girls.
It's Rowdy Girl Sanctuary.
Just one girl.
Yeah, just one girl and
Rowdy
then sanctuary.
Rowdy Girl's the cow. I mean, okay, I'm used to being Rowdy Girl, but Rowdy Girl's really the cow. I think I've just taken on her persona, or she's taken on mine, one or the other. I'm not sure.
Right.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Got it. All right, Renee, thank you very much for being on. Interesting story.
Don't marry him 33 times.
That's right.
No, this is it. Thank you so much
for
calling and for having me on the show.
Of course, anytime.